Jekyll and Hyde opens up this Thursday, October 20th, 7:30 at the Byam Theater. And now we are set. You're going to get to hear, for the first time ever performed for Pittsburgh Musical Theater with this cast, Jekyll and Hyde. And this song is called In His Eyes.
I sit and watch the rain and see my tears run down the window pane. I sit and watch the sky and I can hear it breathe a sigh. I think of him, how we were. And when I think of him, then I
Yes, I think we can applaud. And come on over and have a seat, and we're going to talk a little bit about the play and then hear from the boys. My gosh, that was an amazing song and just so much power as we listened to you all sing. I want to be sure we get a chance just to sort of take a breath here in between songs. Let's meet each of you and learn a little bit more about yourselves. I'll start with you. I'll just let you introduce yourselves. Hi.
Hi, I'm Sabina May. I'm 17 years old and a senior at Moon Area High School this year, and I'm playing Lucy in Jekyll and Hyde.
And how long have you been with PMT?
This is my 11th year.
So you've been with PMT since first grade.
Yep.
That's incredible. Any shout-outs at all?
No, and just to everyone that's listening, I thank them. So
Sabina, thank you for being here. Do you know what's going to happen after you graduate?
Definitely musical theater. I want it in my future, and wherever that's going to take me, I'll be happy with whatever life has planned for me.
Terrific. Next, another person. Everybody here's been here a few times, except for one. Hi.
Hi, I'm Mia Schmidt-Tedder. I'm 17, and I'm a junior at Fox Chapel High School. And I am also playing Lucy on the other nights.
And plans for you after school, have you started to think about that? I know it's just your junior year.
Right, yes. Well, hopefully musical theater. I don't have it all planned out yet, but that'd be great.
And any hellos or shout-outs?
To my family listening.
Great. Thanks, Mia. And now, why don't we use this purple microphone? We'll pivot that over to you. And you're the only person who hasn't been here yet before.
Yes. I'm Addison Elbert, and I'm a senior at Knock High School.
And how did you become connected with Pittsburgh Musical Theater? Has it been a long time for you, or are you relatively new?
Oh, this is my first year at PMT, and I can say it's a dream come true. I heard about it through a few friends, and it's been everything and more that they've described.
So I'm curious. Here you've got a girl who has, Sabina, who's been involved with PMT for 11 years, and she's the same age as you. You're both seniors, right?
Yes.
And was it hard to get acclimated? Here's somebody who practically grew up there, and then here's brand new you. How did that go?
Well, sometimes people would think that it'd be hard with such a close group of people, but they are just like family, and they will welcome you in with open arms on the first day. So I can say that I've had no issue with everyone being so nice to me and helping me with anything that I had issues with.
Isn't that a great thing?
Yes.
When it happens? Now, this is your senior year, too. Do you know what you might want to do?
Yes, I also would love to go into musical theater.
Excellent. Any shout-outs or hellos?
Just to Knock High School and my family back at home.
It's been a long time since I've been to Knock. The thing I remember most about Knock from being a kid and going there was Knock had blue lockers, and I thought that was the... They still do?
They still do, and we have a yellow hallway now, so we've upgraded. Two colors.
No, do any of your schools have blue lockers? I was, like, amazed. It's like, they got blue lockers here. That
yes.
was...
yes.
I thought lockers had to be beige. They're blue.
No, they're very tiny, but they have different colors, so they're good.
I do remember those. Thanks. So now let's say hello to Elena. Hello.
Hi, I'm Elena Duino. I'm 17, and I'm a senior at Taylor Alderdice High School, and I play Emma.
And you've been with PMT for how long now?
I think this is my 7th year at PMT.
Wow. Time really flies. Any shout-outs or hellos?
Just shout-out to everyone who's listening. Come see Jekyll and Hyde.
Excellent. And thank you for saying hello, and you sounded beautiful, all four of you. Now, the guys haven't sung yet, but they are about to. I'd like to have you introduce yourself and mention your roles, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the play altogether.
Hi, I'm Brecken Farrell. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Knock High School also with the Blue Lockers. And I play Jekyll and Hyde in one cast along with Nick in the other.
This sounds like a new game of Clue. Knock High School with the Blue Lockers and the traffic cone, you know, or something like that.
Hi, I'm Nick Cortazzo. I am 17, and I am a senior at Baldwin High School, and I play Jekyll and Hyde on The Knights Brecken Dozen.
And you're also looking at musical theater, I would imagine,
yes.
Afterwards. So Jekyll and Hyde, we all kind of think we know the story. Maybe we don't. Does somebody want to talk a little bit about how the story goes?
Well, it's basically about Dr. Henry Jekyll. And I believe it's 1888, and he embarks on a scientific experiment to try to have a vaccine, so to speak, for to extract all evil from the human body so he can eliminate all evil from mankind. And obviously the experiment goes wrong, and he becomes kind of like an alter ego of himself, Edward Hyde, who is just an embodiment of all the evil that Dr. Jekyll has inside of him. And the whole show is about the inner struggle between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and how they are both fighting for supremacy inside his body.
That's a really good summary. Anybody want to add anything to that? Everyone's looking at you saying, he's got it. You know? If the play ever needed a narrator to come out and just explain it all, it's really exciting. And the thing people need to know is I believe you've got an orchestra from Pittsburgh Kappa playing live music as you play. And it'll be a beautifully staged production when you're at the Byam. And 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday coming up, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. You've got to be really excited. Yes. Anything else we should mention about the show? It's the opening, the opener for the season.
This show is a really special show. I think not only because it's so dramatic and so gothic and perfect for Halloween, but also because it has both elements of drama and action from the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but also it has this underlying romance between Dr. Jekyll and Emma and Mr. Hyde and Lucy. And I think that is really what makes it a beautiful show, is because it ties together all of these different elements of a show really, really well and with such beautiful music.
That's a really great way to explain how we can all relate to the show in so many different ways. Well, we're going to let the boys head up to the microphone, and they're going to sing a number. Elena, do you know the song they're going to be singing?
This song that they're going to sing is called This Is the Moment.
Oh, This Is the Moment. I think I know this song. And we're going to get them all set to go. And let me remind you, if you are tuned in to hear students from the Neighborhood Academy, they'll be on shortly. We're running right on schedule. And I saw Mr. Richie Cole a few moments ago, legendary saxophone player, known the whole world over, now living in Pittsburgh. He'll be bringing a little bit of alto madness to us along with a quartet just after 11 Eastern here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, our boys are here. And thank you, by the way, to Francesca Tortorello, who is the music director and also is accompanying our actors today. I think we're ready to go. So here, This Is the Moment, right, from Jekyll and Hyde.
This is the moment. This is the day. When I send all my doubts and demons on their way, every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now, today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. And this is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine when all I lived for becomes mine. For all these years I faced the world alone, and now the time has come to prove to them I've made it on my own. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny beckoned, I never reckon second best. I won't look down, I must not fall. This is the moment, the sweetest moment of them all. This is the moment. Damn all the odds, this day or never, I'll sit forever with the gods. When I look back,
I will always recall that moment for moment. This was the moment, the greatest moment of them all.
Bravo. Ah, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, Jekyll and Hyde, opening up this Thursday and many more shows to come, too. And if you would like more information about how to get involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, you don't necessarily have to be somebody who's looking to be a career actor. There's all sorts of openings for all sorts of people at all ages. PittsburghMusicals.com is the best way to get it. Did anybody forget to say something they wanted to say that they didn't say? Everybody's,
oh. A community theater company called Tales and Treats. This Saturday, today, is our last production of Shrek. November 12th and 19th, we're performing Winnie the Pooh. And February 11th and 18th, we're performing Curious George, and that's at the Pittsburgh Musical Theater Studios in the West End.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Bravo to all of you. Thanks for being with us. Jekyll and Hyde opens up this Thursday, running through Sunday.